Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, Sarabashira. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God. 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 You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Father, you know our names. Hallelujah. You know our names. Hallelujah. You've been faithful to take care of that name. You've been faithful, Lord God, to provide our needs. You've been faithful, Lord God, to bless us and protect us. You've been faithful, Lord God, to lead us by your peace. You've been faithful, Lord. Hallelujah. What a good word this morning, Lord, that you know our name. Lord, we love you and we adore you. Now, Lord, we come to worship you. We come to worship you. Father God, touch our minds, Lord God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, let us acknowledge who you are this morning, Lord, individually. Let us recognize your goodness, your grace, that the fact that you are our creator. Father, let us recognize, hallelujah, that you are worthy to be worshipped this morning. You are worthy to be worshipped this morning. You are worthy to be worshipped, Father. Now, Father, we simply say, have your way today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, music team. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. You know, there's some powerful words to that song. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the audio video people, is there any way of putting the words on that song without the music? Hallelujah. If no, just tell me no, what we got, because I know you sing that stuff. Hallelujah. Don't want to miss this opportunity to share this with you. You know my name. Let's just go through those chorus and see if we can just get clean something out of this before we get into the message. It says, he knows my name. Hallelujah. He knows my name. And the next frame says what? Hallelujah. And how he walks with me. Now, listen, you think you're all by yourself sometime, but he's walking with you. Amen. If you were by yourself, you'd be in a mess by now. And oh, how he talks with me. Every day, all day. We just have to be sensitive. Hallelujah. You know how he tells me that we belong to him, that we are his own. Are there any other words to that song? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me the other verses. You know my name. Go to the other one. And how you comfort me. Hallelujah. You ever been upset? You ever had things just disturb your peace? But the Spirit of God will just come in there and comfort you and then tell you what to do. He'll counsel you. Hallelujah. And that songwriter said, it still amazes me that he's our friend. He said, Lord, how can you be my friend when I've done this, when I've said this, when I thought this? But you look around and God is still your friend. Amen. God is a good God all the time. Is that the end of those words? Hallelujah. So now he says, I pour out my heart to you. And that's what God wants us to do today. You may not be pouring your heart out in words, excuse me, but in spirit. Spirit. It says, here in your presence, I'm made new. See, every time we come together and hook up together with each other and with God on a Sunday or whenever we come together, I believe that something happens. I believe just like taking your car to the gas station and getting it filled up, I think we get filled up again. We just get filled up again. Amen? You just get filled up again. Sister Eve and I were looking at the people in the past from the attendance at here at the Hase Christian Center. Maybe some people that's not even here anymore, but we're looking at how God blessed them because of the connection. Amen? Hallelujah. God can't send you here and you can't come here and stay here for a little while without your circumstances turning toward the positive. It won't happen. It's going to get better. It's going to get better if you let God just take you where he wants to take you. Thank you for those words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we want to continue talking about the gifts of the Spirit today, and we're going to be talking about the gifts of healings, different kind of gifts for different kind of healings today. Listen, if you are satisfied with being sick and having your bodies not work right, then you're missing out on something. Christ came that we may be new creatures. I can't stand up here and tell you you'll never get sick, but I can stand up here and tell you if you get sick, you can get well. Amen? You can get well, and that's just through natural faith. I'm not even got nothing to do with the gifts of healing, but just in your natural faith, you can do that. But sometimes God has to either use you or send someone else to touch you, somebody that he's operating the gifts of healing through them to touch you, and that's okay. And sometimes, which this is the part that we don't realize a lot of time, is that sometimes God want to use you to operate through the gifts of healing. He might wants to use that gift to operate through your life. But if you don't understand that it's not just for people that got titles, then you'll miss your opportunity. Have you ever had somebody in your house get sick? Well, if that's happened, then I hope that as a Christian, you've gone and laid hands on them. And ask God, say, God, let that gifts of healing operate through me and touch me, and so that I can touch this individual and turn their situation around. Amen. We don't have to do without. We don't have to do without. Sickness and disease does not come from God. Amen. But sometimes we do things to open the door. You know, maybe you're not eating right, so your body gets weakened. And through that weakened condition, the devil comes in with a spirit, some sort of spirit of sickness. Don't you know you got to get that demon out of there? Thank God for doctors. Hallelujah. Thank God for them. But it's nothing like the miracle working of God. Absolutely nothing. You know, we send people to college to learn about medical things and how to diagnose and how to treat. And all that stuff is good. But they come to the limit to where they don't know what else to do. That's when the power of God can step in and operate in your life. I just want you to know today that the gifts of healings are real. The Bible talks about them, tell us all about them, but we need to understand them and we need to believe them. What happened? Wouldn't life be good? Listen to me. Wouldn't life be good if you never got sick again? Amen. And if you got sick, you got well? And you know you're going to get well. You know it. You just know it. You know, when you get sick, that's when the devil start talking to you. Devil say, you ain't going to never be the same again. You ain't going to walk no more. You're not going to be able to talk anymore. You won't be able to sing anymore. And you know you're not going to be able to eat those pigtails anymore. He comes with all kinds of stuff because he wants control of your life. And if you just settle for the issue that the fact that you're sick, like millions of others have gotten sick, and you just accept it, then you'll wind up with that. Amen. You'll wind up with that. Now, I'm not talking about healing through faith, because all of us got that. All of us got the ability to use our faith to get well. But today we're going to be talking about the gifts of healing, which is a little bit different. God uses people to heal other people. That's what I'm talking about. God uses people to heal other people. God is a good God all the time. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Listen, you may not even think you're sick. You may not even think anything wrong with you. But what I want to do now, listen, I want you to just get close to somebody and put your hands on them and just say, be healed in Jesus' name. Come on there, real quick. Come on, real quick. Real quick, just touch somebody. Anybody. Anybody. Anybody, be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for your obedience this morning. Hallelujah. For some of you, you might not have ever done that. Now, today you don't even know what, if that person you touch has any issues that they need to be delivered from. But they might. God just wants you to have the courage to allow that gifts of healing to operate through you as a child of God. All of a sudden, when we get saved again, we all become doctors. Sometimes we run around trying to find a particular person to pray for them. Listen to me now. Listen to me. God wants to use all of us if your faith can receive it. He wants to use all of us. All of us. Children always get sick. That's just the nature of being a child, I guess, and I don't know. But listen, know that you've got the capabilities inside you to lay hands on these children. To lay hands on them. I'm not telling you not to get medical advice. You know, just do what you got to do. But lay hands on them. Call it about. Call it about. God is a good God. And as early as possible, lay hands on them and call them saved. God is a good God. Today, we want to take a look at the gifts of healing. And the purpose of the gifts of healing is twofold. First of all, the first purpose is to deliver the sick. And the second purpose is to destroy the works of the devil in the human body. The devil's going to come in wherever he can, wherever he can. When we allow our resistance to decrease for some other reason. Jesus operated in the ministry of healings all the time. Now, this is a short message today, but I just want to bring it to your mind, because if you don't think you can do it, then you won't do it. If you don't think your next door neighbor who's saved can lay hands on you, then you won't let them do it. If you think that you can't lay hands on somebody else for their healing, then you will never do it. But God said, no, wake them up. Let them understand who they are. Let them understand who God is operating through them. The gifts of healings are real, folks. They're real. They're real. That's why I tell the devil all the time, I ain't going nowhere till I'm finished doing what I got to do. Amen. Amen? No, nowhere. The devil has attacked me with so many things. So many. Then he tell me, he said, you know you're old. And I say, by whose standard am I old? When I read the Bible, it talks about Caleb at the age of 80. Amen. Saying, look, Moses, give me my mountain. Let me go and take it from these folks. At 80. At 80. The Bible tells me, come on. The Bible tells me that Noah at the age of 500, God talking about building a boat. Moses, I mean, Noah could have said, God, do you know how old I am? God said, but he didn't. Don't you ever let age stop you from doing anything. And the reason be because it's not you doing it anyway. It's God doing it and operating through you. God is a good God. In the New Testament, we see many occasions where Jesus uses the supernatural gifts of healing. And what I want to just do, listen. For most of us, we've read through the New Testament several times, and we know some of the things that Jesus has done. But what I simply want to do at the beginning of this is just list some of the healings. Hallelujah. See, you say, why are you even doing that? Because Jesus said, greater things than what you see me doing, you'll be able to do it. It's time, folks. Look at somebody and say, it's time.
It's time.
Hallelujah. It's time. It is time. It's time for us to start walking in these gifts and allowing God to use these gifts through us. And stop thinking that it's just for another person. Yes, God do choose specific individuals sometimes to do specific things. But there's power inside of you as a saved person. If you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
That's a lot of saved people. There's power inside of you.
Amen.
Let me just share some of the things he did. First of all, Jesus healed an official son at Capernaum in Galilee. I'm not taking you to all these scriptures. But I'll just remind you of some of the things he did. Secondly, he heals Peter's mother-in-law, who was sick with the fever. Just walked in, had a fever. Everybody just sitting around feeling sorry for her. Jesus just basically said, be healed. And then she up cooking pork and beans again. I know folks were saying, how you do that? It's the gifts of healing. He heals, in the scriptures, he heals a centurion's paralyzed servant in Capernaum. Also, he heals a paralytic who was let down from the roof. Remember that story? Couldn't move, paralyzed, just couldn't move. But the people, his friends or his family members, I don't know who those people were, but they had enough belief in Jesus Christ and belief in their God. They saw the gifts of healing operating, and they're saying, this guy going to get some too. So they cut up in this person's roof and let this person down, and Jesus healed them. Hallelujah. That's the gift of the gifts of healing operating. Next, Jesus heals a man's withered hand on the Sabbath day. Got a lot of flack for that. He heals a woman in the crowd with an issue of blood. Remember that? Amen. He heals two blind men without even thinking about it. He does it. He heals a man who was unable to talk, and he heals an invalid at Bethesda. He healed many sick people in Gennesaret as they touched his clothes. All they did was touch his clothes. Oh, Lord. And then Jesus got the nerve to say, greater things than this shall you do. And we walk around here worried about whether or not we're going to be all right. Of course we're going to be all right. Amen? Speak to that situation. See, the devil will have you think that there's no power operating through you. We need to start calling him a liar. The devil is a liar. God would never tell you that. So where's that coming from? It's got to be coming from the devil. It's got to be. We need to raise up and rise up and realize who we are now. The Bible says we are new creatures. You're not the person who you were before you got saved. You know, subject to the devil using you, subject to the devil having you do any old thing he wants you to do. That's not you anymore. Amen. That's not you. You are a powerful man or woman of God. With God living inside you. If God, hallelujah. If God's living inside you, what can't you do? What can't you do? We never saw a scared Popeye. Popeye understood his source of his strength. No matter what he was faced with. Brutus, you remember Brutus? Brutus was about five times his size. Five times. But I can hear Popeye say, "Now, I got something for you, Brutus." And he goes in his cupboard and get that spinach. Amen. And it's over. That next thing we see is Brutus rolling down the street. We need to see the devil that way. When he comes to us with his lies and he said, "Look, I'm going to put something on you. Listen, that soap and water can't wash off." You say, "No, you're a lie." Say, "You might get in here, but you're getting out of here. You're getting out of here." Jesus healed many people. Hallelujah. He heals a Gentile woman's demon-possessed daughter. He heals a deaf and dumb man. He heals a man born blind by spitting in his eyes. He heals a boy with an unclean spirit. He heals a woman who had been crippled for 18 years. Let me tell you something. When you've been crippled for 18 years, you can't even see yourself walking. You can't even imagine yourself walking. He heals a man with dropsy on the Sabbath day. He heals a servant's severed ear. Remember when Peter cut it off? He healed that while he was being arrested. Some people say, "Well, I understand. I understand why he's doing that." They claim that Jesus was able to do this because he was the Son of God. Now I want you to catch this if you don't catch nothing else. We understand that he was the Son of God. Let me tell you something. Jesus ministered not as the Son of God, but as a prophet anointed by the Holy Spirit. And you've been anointed. You say, "Well, he can do this because he's the Son of God." Let me tell you something. Jesus was just as much the Son of God when he was 25 years old as he was when he was 30. See, the miracles didn't start till he got anointed. And he got anointed at age 30. But before that, he didn't heal nobody. So where were you been all this time? Where were you been when these people were paralyzed? Where were you been? Where have you been when these folks were blind? Where have you been? Where have you been? He had to get anointed. in a sense, like being born again, he had to be anointed. And nothing happened till that Spirit came down and anointed him. And that happened at the age of 30. Hallelujah. Yet at the age of 25, he couldn't do it at 25, but at 25, he had not healed anybody, and not one miracle of healing had been wrought under his ministry. Not one, not one. So if he was doing this simply because he was the Son of God, why didn't you do this at 16? Why didn't you do this at, look, remember the story when Jesus was 12 years old? Listen, and they left him back there to talk to all the scholar men when he was 12 years old, but he didn't do any miracles. He confounded the people with his knowledge, but he didn't do any miracles. He was still the Son of God, but why didn't he do any miracles? Because he hadn't been anointed by the Holy Ghost to do that on earth in the form of a man. He had not. Hallelujah. He was just as much the Son of God when he was 29 years old as he was 30. Yet, throughout his 29th year, no one was healed. Nobody was healed. Nor had he wrought one miracle of healing. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that it was only after the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove to anoint him to minister that these things begin to happen. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Nothing's going to happen supernaturally until you get saved. But the good news is you already got saved. You already been anointed by God. God has already come in to live inside you. Amen. But we're still trying to live. Listen, we're still trying to live like we the same as the next door neighbor who's not saved. You are not. You are not. We're still being beat up, a lot of us. Listen, beat up economically, beat up spiritually, beat up socially. Hallelujah. As soon as you believe you are who you are, and that God lives inside of you, things going to change. Amen. Things are going to change. Sometimes we just get to begging God and begging God and begging God, and God said, just do it. Make it happen. Just make it happen. We see all the healings that Jesus did through the gifts of healing. We see that. But none of it happened until he got anointed. None of it happened until he was touched by that Holy Spirit. But you've been touched by the Holy Spirit. So what's happening in your life? Why is everything still ordinary and whatever? Well, you say, because I'm not the pastor. You're saved, right? Amen. Pastoring is just another job, another assignment. That's all it is. But the pastor is not any more saved than you are. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. We all saved. We got different responsibilities, but we all saved. That means that the Spirit of God lives in all of us. In fact, Jesus himself never claimed to do the work. You know what he said? He's in John chapter 14, verse 10. This is what he said. He said, believe it thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. It is the same for you and I today. It's not you doing it. It's the God that lives inside of you that do it. But he wants us to rise up now, listen, and understand, first of all, that these gifts of healing exist. And secondly, that you believe it to the point where you can allow God to use you. To use you. Come on, just to use you. We've been taught this stuff, especially with these titles and stuff. Oh, everybody got these titles. But we all saved, brothers and sisters. We are. Jesus stood up and read in his hometown synagogue. And this is what he read out of Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Hallelujah. See, somebody going to get a revelation of this thing. Somebody going to get a revelation of this thing. Hallelujah. See, that's why I can stand up here and say things like, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Not because of any offerings that come into this local church, but I understand who I am and I understand who God is that lives in me. That's why I can stand up here and publicly say, listen, any spirit of sickness that get in my body, I'm going to get it out of that body. Are you with me? And that I'm not going anywhere until my purpose is fulfilled. Amen. If it takes another 50 years, so be it. But you can do that. You can say that. But you need to understand it. You need to understand these gifts that God gives to men and gives to women, gives to his children. He wants us to utilize them. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus is saying in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus stood up and he said in the synagogue, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he has anointed me. There it is again. That's why he didn't do it at age 29. That's why he didn't do it at age 28. He hadn't been anointed yet, but you have. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me, look at this. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. If you're sick in your body, listen to me now, and you can't do anything, you're held captive by the enemy. Come on now. You just held. And then he goes on to say, and he sent me to recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Who is he talking about? He's talking about himself after he's anointed. But you've already been anointed because you say you're saved. Amen. You've been anointed to walk differently. To walk differently. I don't care. Listen, I know we're talking about the gifts of healing, but listen, I don't care what kind of situation you're in. I don't care what you're into. I don't care what. I don't care what the devil has thrown your way. It could be relationships. Hello? It could be relationship between your children. It could be relationship in your marriage. Your part in this thing is declare it. Declare it right. Declare it line up with the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? And hallelujah. And just pray on that thing and just let it happen. That's your part. You've got that kind of power to call things that be not as if they are. Hello? But we think we got to beg God. We think we got to do this and do that. God said, it's just in you. You just got to believe it. Hallelujah. Years later, Peter, when he was preaching to Cornelius and his household, this is what Peter said in Acts chapter 10 in verse 38. He says, he's talking about Jesus. He's talking about how God anointed Jesus. Here again, he's just testifying and witness to the fact that Jesus got anointed to do certain things. You're anointed because you're saved. He says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, how? With the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of who? The devil. For God was with him. We sung songs this morning about how God is with us. You better open your eyes to who you are and realize this thing. The power of God lives inside you. And God wants to operate these gifts of healings through you. Won't you let him? Don't be afraid of that. You say, well, if I place my hands on him and pray and nothing happens, then what? So what? Everything may not happen instantly, but I'll tell you what. If you do it in faith, it's a wrap. It's just a wrap. We need to ask God to open our eyes to who we are and what we're all about. You see, when Jesus was walking here on planet Earth and he had got anointed by the Holy Spirit, he had what we call a full measure of the Spirit. The Bible tells us that Jesus had the measure I had the spirit, rather, without measure, which means he had the full load. What does that mean, preacher? That means if there was a bucket that you put all these anointing in, Jesus had the whole bucket full. Well, you and I would have some, but it's at the bottom of the bucket. Are you with me? Amen. We don't have the full bucket full, and that's all right. That's all right. Some may have a little bit more than others, but the Bible says Jesus had the full measure of that. Let me tell you where that's at in the Bible here. John chapter 3, verse 34. It says, for he whom God has sent others the word of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. Hallelujah. Therefore, we would see the manifestation of things in Jesus' ministry, which we would not see in anybody else's. Why? Because he had the Spirit without measure. No other individual does. But you can have that gift of healing, that gifts of whatever. You can have a portion of that Spirit. But you're not going to have the whole measure of it, but Jesus did. Jesus did. So there was just no stopping to what he did. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. God, when God wants to operate these gifts of healing through your life, he will let you know. The thing that keeps it from happening is fear that it won't happen. So we don't do it. We try to get on the phone and call somebody. Come on. God said, the power is in you. You do it. You allow God to do this. You do it. It's not you doing it anyway. It's the power of God that's in you that's doing it. And having the Spirit without measures, Jesus would have the manifestation of all these gifts of healings. Hallelujah. Let me take you to 1 Corinthians again as he lists some of those gifts. It's time, folks. Amen. It's time for us to wake up. Come on now. God said you have not.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's time. Even if you don't know what to do, just ask God. Just ask God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, it says, and God has set some in the church. First, apostle. He just set them in there. This is a job. This is a role. This is something I want you to do. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then the gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And then he started asking questions. This is Paul talking to the church at Corinth. He says, are all of us apostles? Are all of us prophets? Are all of us teachers? Are all of us workers of miracles? Have all of us the gifts of healings? Do all of us speak with tongues? Do all of us interpret? I want you to notice that in verse 28, both the word gifts and healings are plural. Why is that? I think that is because there are gifts of healing because there are different kinds of diseases. Totally different kinds of diseases. So, you know, God may anoint you to deliver somebody from a certain type of disease, a certain type of fault that's going on in their body. Hallelujah. And one gift wouldn't heal all kinds of sicknesses. So God calls it the gifts of healings, both plural. You know, this thing will blow your mind if you get a hold of it. There's a difference in the manifestation of the gifts of healing and simply, listen to this good, simply receiving healing by your own faith in God's word. Whenever I've been sick, I've used my own faith that God gives us, come on, to possess healing. You can do that. You can do that. You don't have to stay sick. You can do that. You can really do that. But you got to believe it. You got to get to the place. You say, well, how do I get that kind of faith? What does the word say? Faith come by
hearing.
And hearing by So listen, if you need a certain thing, you find the scriptures in some verses in the scripture that promise you that thing, that promise you healing, that promise you deliverance. Come on, and you read it and you study it and you memorize it and you meditate on it till it gets in you. When it gets in you, the sickness gotta go. It's gotta go. It's just got to go. People say, well, you know, I've been sick here for 15 years. My question is, why? You're born again. Why? I'm not putting anybody down that is sick. Not at all. But I want to let you know of the power that's inside of you. And sometimes God will anoint you with one of the gifts of healings to heal somebody else. Hallelujah. See, we can receive healing simply by standing on the word of God. Just receive it. But the gifts of healing is about somebody healing somebody else. Let me take you to Mark 11, 24, where it talks about how you can receive healing yourself. And this is a scripture that we quote a lot. Mark 11, 24 says, therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire. When you're sick, what do you want? You want to get well.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You want to get well. You want to get well. If your marriage is not going right, listen, the way you think it ought to go, what do you want? You want the marriage to go right. God said, whatever you desire, whatever you desire, that's a powerful thing. That's a powerful gift to give somebody. He said, whatever it is you desire, you want your children saved? Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive them, and you should have them. You've got to really believe in your heart that that thing has changed. You've got to believe in your heart that that thing is changed. I remember when I got the COVID pneumonia last January 2022, and I felt really, really bad. And they took me, wound up taking me to the hospital. What was that, Franklin? Franklin and stuff. And I know my wife was just concerned about me and stuff. But I was determined that, look, I'm going to live. I ain't gonna die. So she said, I'm going to take you to Franklin. I said, okay, I'll eat that food too. So, you know, not a problem. So I just laid up there every day and just ate the food. I wasn't there that long. How long was I there? 2-3 days?
I think it was like overnight.
Just a couple of days anyway. Yeah, I'd say, all right, all I got to do is ring a bell and they bring me some food. I'm going to stay in here a little while. So I did. I stayed in there a little while. Then they said, there wasn't nothing they can do for me. And they said, all right, we're going to send you home. Gave me some vitamins. They always give you vitamins and stuff. But they sent me home. They just sent me home. And in the fullness of time, you know, the symptoms was there. The symptom was there that boy ain't going to make it. The symptom was there. But how many of you know you don't have to believe those symptoms? You don't have to believe that. I'm not saying you don't have to feel it. You may feel it, but you don't have to believe it. You just keep telling yourself, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. I'm telling you, you don't know who you are. God is a good God. And all the time the devil telling all kinds of lies. Boy, you ain't gonna never teach no more. This is it. Get your retirement. Do something. But I said, no, it ain't over yet. This is not the end of this. This is not what God has said he want me to do. Gifts of healings are manifested through another person. It's not something you get on your own faith like I was just talking about. But it's manifested from another person to you, or from you to another person. That's when we talk about the gifts of healing. All the healing is done by God, of course, but the difference is in the channel that he uses to accomplish your healing. See, if you're sick, he can use you to heal you. That's not the gifts of healing. That's just that healing operated by faith. Or he can use another person as a channel to heal you by praying for you or touching you or laying hands on you or something like that. Or use you as a channel to heal somebody else. It's time for us to start believing this stuff. Amen? We need to get in our mindset, Lord God, listen, I know that you got some great men and women out there that could just preach your socks off. But I don't want my socks off. I want to be a new person. I want to be a person with power. I want to operate differently. I want all fear for my life to just dissipate. I want my level of faith to just increase tenfold. That's what I want. That's what I want. Hallelujah. If you were just looking, let me tell you something. If you were just looking for somebody to say something across a pulpit that make you feel good, do you know how many pulpits in America? My God, you'd be listening forever for that thing to make you feel good. But that's a temporary thing. But listen, but when you get this thing in you and you start operating by faith, something else happens. You become a whole new creature. Hallelujah. Thank God for his words, brothers and sisters, and for the privilege of believing and acting upon his word. Thank God for that. Thank God for the supernatural manifestation of all these gifts according to his will. There is such a thing as gifts of healing. God will use you if you allow him. He'll give you a gift to heal a certain disease or sickness or whatever at the time. My point today is just don't be afraid of that. When the opportunity comes, just let God use you. You just be that channel. Amen. Folks get sick in your house, lay hands upon them. If anybody's sick, remember that scripture? Let them call for the elders of the church. Amen. Let them anoint them with oil. Let them pray over them. But then you be that person that God can use through the gifts of healing. These are gifts that God gives us. God is a good God. Why don't we go to God in prayer? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you're just so, so good. and we love you. We thank you this Father Day, Lord God, that you have brought us all this far. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the words that's been shared regarding the gifts of healing. Father, we commit ourselves right now, Lord, to look for it and to let it manifest through us. Father, we give you permission, Lord God, to use us as a channel, to lay hands and anoint others, Lord, so that they may receive the same healing that many of us have received. Father, use us, empower us, open up our mind and our understanding to who you are and who we are. Father, we just thank you right now in the mighty name.